Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're taking the steps and making the investments to map it out. Map out our path to unique and purposeful success. I am Catherine Lang and I am the resident dream igniter and focus gatherer because every now and then we all need someone to come along beside us and help us see the target. Sometimes we need someone to come along beside us every few minutes. I know there are days when I wake up and I look at my whiteboard of world domination, or I fill out that I will win statement in my focus folder, and then I just keep sitting there looking at what I've designed, but not doing much about getting to that design. It's not that I don't know what steps to take. More often, my stuckness comes from not wanting to do it. And sometimes it's not even a not want to that holds me back. It's almost a physical wall that holds me back from doing what I know I need to do, from taking that step into my doing. I just can't. I mean, I want to. I know I need to, but I just can't find the get up and go I need to do it. Yes, even a dream igniter, one that invests in encouragement for others to pursue their purpose, and one that can help define and focus through the struggle, begins to struggle. I mean, we all struggle. A key to find a way through that struggle is to begin to boost others or get that boost from others. Others, it becomes the key. Sometimes the things I share are the boost I need to find my way through. Sometimes it's the other person that is the boost. And sometimes I find that the boost is from within. But I have to find the boost because I have to go if I want to get there. Even when I'm lost in the I don't want to, or I'm caught in the stuckedness, I have to break out to break through. When we first bought our land, the back corner was completely underwater. And I mean, completely underwater. I suspected from the first time I saw it, I believed it was probably some uninvited residents that were causing the situation. The first time we put on our hip waders and wandered through the bog, my suspicions were confirmed. Beavers were coming in at night up a small stream, and they were building a series of about 8 dams to keep the area underwater. Every week after we first moved out here, we wandered up that stream and dug out their dams. And every week, they began the process of building back. If we ever stopped what we were doing, the beavers would gain the upper hand, and all the work we had done to dry out the land would be lost. So we had to stick to it. We had to keep going through. Even on those days when we didn't want to, we had learned that we had to do it anyway. If we didn't do it, then we would not only have to do even more the next time, but we would lose the progress we had made. In the end, we did work out a negotiation. We accepted that for this time, in this season, we were not going to have the perfectly dried out space that we wanted, and we weren't going to have the pond that we wanted. And the beavers have accepted that their feeding area of the past is no more. Now, they are still allowed to dam up parts of the lower stream, but it's not enough that it inhibits our use of our land. If they begin to encroach, then we muck through the mud and we tear down their encroachments. But in order to get to a place of acceptance, we had to get in the habit of and kind of to stick to the process of digging and clearing with a very tenacious spirit the beaver dams. We had to be more tenacious than the beavers were. And believe me, for the record, beavers who have nothing else to do are very tenacious when it comes to building dams. And they're very creative. If I want to live out my big dream goals, and I want to live, and I do want to live them out, I'm going to have to dig into my journey with a tenacity that is greater than what I am having to deal with. And I'm going to have a tenacity that's even greater than what I faced off the beavers with. Tenacity is another aspect of persistence. And persistence is vital to living out my success and walking my unique path. The one that I'm crafting with this whole idea of map it out. Tenacity is the glue that holds me tight to my purpose and to my plan. I will need tenacity because things will try to knock me down, or at least try to knock me away. For me, the elements of tenacity are very simple. Tenacity allows me to, one, grip firmly the purpose and the plan, two, stick to the steps and the focus of that plan, three, adhere to the steps of design, four, be glued to the purpose, and five, have a doggedness of design that won't let go. I guess you could say tenacity is the C-clamp. If you do any kind of DIY projects, you know how important it is sometimes to have that C-clamp to hold things in place. I guess in this particular circumstance, tenacity is the T-clamp. But it is the ability to hold tight to my purpose, even when the world or the storms try to shake me loose. Tenacity gives me the, I guess you could say, focus or strength of grip to not allow the circumstances or the situations or anything else to loose me from this project. It's like that C-clamp. It's holding tight. It's holding fast. And sometimes it's holding together. Because tenacity gives me the ability to hold on to my purpose when the world tells me no. This world is not in this to make my journey easy. This world is not in this to make my journey blessed. This world is in it to stand in the path of my unique purpose and design because the world doesn't get it. The world doesn't understand, and the world isn't ever going to get it or understand. Let's be honest. Sometimes we don't understand it. I mean, we're living it and we're planning it. And most of the time, if we're in the right place, we're walking it. And if we struggle to get it, then how is this world and how in the world is this world or those outside of us supposed to understand? Because I'm struggling or because I can struggle or because I'm going to encounter the negatives of the world, I need to put my head down and just keep going. I have to keep pushing. I have to be persistent in pursuit of my unique design. I've always had a bit of tenacious spirit in me. My mom would have told you that I was just stubborn. I can remember when I was younger, and my uncle had gotten a ski boat, and we had a boathouse out on Lake Gunnersville, and he was taking us skiing. I was new to the sport. We hadn't been skiing for very long. But despite my inexperience, my uncle was determined to knock me off those skis. He took the boat in a figure eight over and over and over again. And with each passage through that figure eight, the waves were getting bigger and bigger until they were felt like bigger than me. But I refused to let go. There was more than one occasion when my skis literally left the water. The folks in the boat kept telling me to let go. The people at the boathouse kept yelling for me to let go. My uncle kept looking back to see if I had let go. I refused to give him the satisfaction. Now, after what felt like a full hour of teeth-shattering waves, I mean, I know it couldn't have been but a few minutes, but it sure didn't feel like a few minutes. My uncle finally cut the power on the boat, and I sank down into the water. The waves were still knocking me around. I did it. Not because of my great skill or my amazing talent. I did it because I just stuck to it. Tenacity is that ability to hold on when everything else is conspiring to knock you loose, when the waves of the storm are becoming so big they seem to overwhelm you or are bigger than you. I have to be tenacious. One, I need to have a firm grip on my purpose. When it came to that skiing experience, I knew nothing more than I was not going to let my uncle make me quit. I was not going to let go. And that was enough. A definite purpose, no matter how simple, will give me the power to hold tight. If I have a tight grip on what it is, then I'm going to be able to weather the storms, and those storms will not be able to break my hold. Tenacity allows me to grip tight. Two, I need to have a stick-to-itness. That's getting stuck to the understanding of my unique purpose. My children enjoy my cooking, and sometimes they really, really, really enjoy my cooking. And on those occasions when they really, really enjoy my cooking, they'll tell me, you know, people would pay you for this. It's nice to be complimented about, you know, and even being encouraged to start this restaurant, but I know that it's not something that I am supposed to be pursuing. I know that I have a unique design, and I know that I'm good at some things, but all the things I'm good at are not all the things that I'm supposed to be walking out. I have a plan for my purpose. I have a vision of where I'm going. Opening a restaurant, no matter how much I enjoy cooking or how good my son may think I am, it's not part of that purpose. I have to get stuck to my design. Tenacity gives me the stick-to-itness to stay focused on purpose. Three, I need to adhere to my plan and design. Adherence comes from a firm belief, not only in the possibility of who I am or what I'm doing, but in the outline of steps and direction that I know is going to lead me to that possibility. I will be taking the steps I need and turning my possibility into a reality. Tenacity allows me to adhere to that belief of possibility. Four, I need to be glued to my purpose. There are a lot of distractions out there. I mean, like right now, as I'm working on this, there's distractions all around me. Distractions from my family, distractions from the internet, distractions from the squirrels, literally, like the squirrels in the trees. All the distractions pull me away from purpose. Unless I'm glued to purpose, I will be distracted from pursuing it. Tenacity gives me the glue to lock on to my purpose. Five, I need to develop a doggedness of design. Doggedness is defined as steadfast adherence to an opinion, a purpose, or a course of action in spite of reason, arguments, or persuasion. In other words, I have to be so locked into purpose and in pursuit of that purpose that the opinions of others, and there will be opinions from others, but those opinions do not move me from the path of my unique design. Doggedness allows me to lock into purpose no matter what chaos throws at me. It's not easy out there. The funny thing is that the journey is quite simple. We just have to be focused on discovering uniqueness and walking it out. But we've invested a lot of energy and resources into making it complicated. The reason it's not easy and the reason it's become complicated is because the world's convinced us it is. If it can convince me that it's too difficult for me to pursue my purpose, then it may just get me to quit. I have to be determined to pursue my unique design no matter what the world says. I'm the only one that can get me to where I want to be, and you're the only one that can get you where you want to be or where we need to be. I have to step up and step out and just keep on stepping until I get there. It might be nice. Actually, it probably would be nice if it would just happen to me. Or just happen for me, but ultimately it's going to be up to me to make it happen. I will I am. Not because I have all the answers to this journey, but because I have a tenacity of spirit focused on my unique design that will not let me quit. I can't quit. The alternative? It's not even worth it. Paul is probably the best example, or at least one of the top examples of tenacity in the scripture. It all starts with Saul. Saul was raised in the temple. He trained at the feet of the top leaders. He knew the word. He followed the word. So much so that Saul pursued Christians as far as he could. He was on a determined pursuit of Christians when Jesus struck him blind. It was during this time of darkness that Saul became Paul and encountered the light. And then Paul took that same tenacity, that same determination, that same fierceness of purpose that he had been focusing on before, and he turned it to the purpose of Jesus. His desire to stop others from talking about God or about anyone other than God was his original focus, and now he had a turn of focusing on talking about Jesus. Again, with the same tenacity of spirit that he had for the pursuit of Christians. I guess in a way, Saul's pursuit of Christians never really stopped. Saul pursued Christians to imprison them. Paul pursued Christians to free them, to encourage them and lift them up. The tenacity of Paul showed up in all that he did and all that he was. Paul lists some of the trials and some of the struggles that he encountered throughout his journey, and he lists those in 2 Corinthians 11. It starts in verse 23. Paul says, "I have stripes above measure and have been imprisoned more and have faced death. I've received 40 stripes minus one, 5 different times. I have been beaten with rods, stoned 3 times, shipwrecked. Once left in the deep for night and day. I have faced perils of water, perils of robbers, perils of my own people, perils of heathens, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among those pretending to be of the faith. I have been weary. I have been in pain. I have been hungry. I have been thirsty. I have been cold. I have been naked." Let's just say Paul wasn't the best traveling companion. But despite all of this and so much more, Paul continued. Paul continued because he had no doubts about his design or his purpose. Paul knew, and therefore Paul did. Paul did because Paul knew. And because Paul knew and Paul did, he had a tenacity that transcended even the pain and confrontation of the world. And because of the tenacity of Paul, through all those trials and through all those challenges and through all that pain, we now have a large portion of the New Testament to guide us in our own pursuit of purpose. Tenacity is a powerful force. If I can lock into my design with a focused intent that glues me to that design without possibility of distraction from the world, then I can keep on going no matter what comes my way. Paul has shown us that when I do what I am uniquely designed to do, my journey touches the lives of others and literally can transform the world because of my tenacity to do it. To do what I know I need to be doing, and to just keep on doing it, no matter what others say or what might come my way. Face it, there are going to be things that come your way. The more focused you become on your unique design and your purpose, and the more focused you become on the one who gave you that unique design and that purpose, the more the enemy is going to try to distract you from that unique design and purpose. When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, things happen to distract you from doing it. Because when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you become a part of God's design for this life and this world. And when you become a part, then you become part of the promise. And when you become part of the promise, you become that light on the side of the hill that draws people to their own unique design and their own unique purpose. And you become a powerful force for the light so that the world can know that there is a better way. But you have to be tenacious in pursuit of your purpose. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Hope Smith Extraordinaire here because I know that every day holds a promise for more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of this world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.